This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, January 11th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Newsom eyes cuts to ag dollars, more fees on farmers. Senators appeal for farm bill water aid and House dysfunction. Newsom to raise the mill, cut drought relief, and boost water authority. Governor Newsom yesterday unveiled his budget proposal for the coming fiscal year. He plans to cut some programs, delay others, lean on a climate bond, and dip into reserves to balance the budget. Newsom stressed to reporters that the financial situation is not as dire as they have portrayed it. His office estimates the shortfall is $37.9 billion, not $68 billion, the legislative analyst's office projected last month. The discrepancy between the two tends to narrow after the tax deadline, he explained. The budget plan includes the second half of a $6 billion cut to a $54 billion climate package passed in 2022. It would delay another $1.9 billion in climate spending and shift $1.8 billion to the cap and trade fund. Specific to ag, the plan would cut long-delayed drought relief to farmers by more than 40%. It would shift $24 million for livestock methane reduction from the general fund to cap-and-trade dollars and delay in a year, and it would pull back $23 million for enteric methane. The Food Production Investment Program would lose $18 million. The Department of Pesticide Regulation would once again attempt to increase the mill assessment to address its structurally imbalanced budget. The increased tax on pesticide sales would fund 117 positions and generate $33 million over the three-year phase-in. The added money would also support the administration's sustainable pest management agenda that, according to the proposal, DPR has long denied it would apply the mill increase to that. Ports are racing to meet aggressive climate mandates as well and would lose a considerable amount of state support in the effort. The plan would cut $24 million for converting drayage trucks to ZEVs. The Port of Oakland, which ships most of the state's ag products, would lose $96 million set aside for improvements. The budget would also delay $100 million for port and freight infrastructure. The administration is dedicating $6 million with $7 million in ongoing funding to boosting resources for the State Water Board to take on more federal duties in light of the Sackett versus EPA decision limiting the Clean Water Act. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. EPA water official leaving after 3 years. EPA's top water regulator, Radka Fox, is stepping down after nearly 3 years of the job where she helped to lead the latest to rewrite the Waters of the U.S. rule. Fox, EPA's Assistant Administrator for Water, will serve until the end of February, the agency said. She was confirmed by the Senate 55-43 back in June of 2021. Radka's impact on protecting clean water for all will be felt across this country for decades to come, EPA Administrator Michael Regan said. Radka's vision, strategy, and tenacity to deliver on President Biden's ambitious agenda has been nothing short of transformational. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. As the Farm Bill looms, House dysfunction continues. This year is starting right where the last left off on Capitol Hill. The GOP-controlled House continues to be dysfunctional. GOP leaders were unable to bring a partisan bill to the floor yesterday when hardline conservatives upset about a budget agreement voted against a rule. It used to be highly unusual for the members of a majority party to kill the rule for one of their bills, but hardliners say they are determined to do what they can to force Speaker Mike Johnson to renegotiate the top-line spending limit for fiscal 24. House Freedom Caucus Chairman Bob Good of Virginia told reporters yesterday, quote, "This was a statement to have a protest to say, hey, we're not going to just go along to get along like everything's okay." Meanwhile, House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson continues to eye March for possible action on a farm bill, but he still lacks Democratic support for GOP ideas for funding increased spending in the legislation. Democrats, quote, obviously have a lot of priorities. Most of them are shared interest. Most of them are not going to happen in this farm bill without some additional funding, he told reporters yesterday. Western Plains senators appeal for farm bill drought measures. A bipartisan group of 16 senators from the West and Great Plains is calling on Senate Agriculture Committee leaders to include in the next farm bill provisions related to drought and dwindling water resources. The senators are concerned the measures may be omitted. In a letter being sent today to Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow of Michigan and Ranking Member John Bozeman of Arkansas, the senators say producers in their states want a, quote, multi-year farm bill that provides support to conserve water, improve watershed scale planting, upgrade water infrastructure, protect land from erosion, and create long-term resiliency on changing landscapes for growers in drought-affected regions. An aide to Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado told AgriPulse that conversations with Senate Ag Committee staff raised concerns that drought provisions, quote, are at risk of not being included in the farm bill. We must ensure that any multi-year farm bill adequately addresses the heightened production risk posed by a hotter and drier future, particularly in states west of the 100th meridian, the lawmakers write. Well, here's today's He Said It. It may be so dull you won't even ask a follow-up. That Governor Newsom joking with reporters about $22 million for fruit flies in the budget. The money would help CDFA combat the largest infestation in state history, which carries the potential for significant crop destruction. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, January 11th, brought to you by Robbo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Dowling.